You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
Well, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are so excited that we can come in your home or wherever you might be at this time to proclaim what doth saith the Lord. Today we would love to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. It says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." What a great portion of the word of the Lord. We want to talk today about rich believers. Now, I do not want you to set your mind a-wandering all over the place and trying to figure who all the rich believers are. You got to wait until we have spoken and you will know who they are. You must have heard someone say, "Oh, I wish I had been born rich." I know you have heard that many times. I'm sure you have heard someone say, "I wish I had been born into the home of a millionaire." Or they wish they had been born being the child of a movie star. Or that their father was the president of the United States. One would think it is only the unbelievers would think such things. But sad to say, even those of us who are redeemed think that way sometimes. The text we read says, "For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," watch this now, "yet for your sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich." Many believers are poor in this world's goods. So far as, let's say, money in the bank is concerned, they do not have it. They are struggling. But many would rather have hope in the bank of heaven than to have $1 million in the bank of earth without hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know, man, I know this is important, and I'm praying that you get this. I said that many would rather have hope in the bank of heaven than to have $1 million in the bank of earth without hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because to live in this world without hope in Christ, the Bible says you are of all men most miserable. The Bible says in Matthew 16:26, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" That's a great question that the scripture is asking of us. The Apostle Paul describes the believer in his letter to the Corinthians church. He says, "As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things." That's in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 10. And I love that text because it says, man, that even though we are sorrowful, yet we are always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. A believer is the only person, watch this, who can smile through tears. You know, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. Anyone can sing when you have money in your pocket, but it's only a believer who can smile through tears. The only person who can rejoice in the midst of tragedy. The only person who can whistle a song when he has not one penny in his pocket. Broke as a believer might be, yet you can sing and you can smile and you can still rejoice because your hope is not in the things of this world, but our hope is in the Lord. The Bible tells us to hope thou in God, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That is because the believer is rich in grace, and he knows full well that his God is all-sufficient and is very capable of taking care of the Christian under any circumstances. Man, that is real and that is true, because the believer is rich in grace. And I hope you know that you are rich in grace. So you were thinking of all the people that you can think who are rich. But listen, man, you are one of them too, because the Bible says that the believer is rich in grace. And he knows full well that his God is all sufficient and is very capable of taking care of the Christian under any circumstances. Man, I love that, because I know God will take care of his people, man. David the psalmist says, at one time he was young, but now he is old. And he said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread, because he knows that God is able to take care of your today, and God is able to take care of your tomorrow. The believer may have nothing, but in actuality, the believer possesses all things. You may have nothing right now, but in reality and in actuality, the believer possesses all things. Heaven is at the disposal of every believer. I said heaven is at the disposal of every believer. The Bible tells us in Psalm 84 and verse 11, that Psalm 84 and verse 11, watch this, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Glory be to our God. God will not withhold any good thing if you are walking uprightly before him. This is a promise from our God who cannot lie. And the only condition to be met in order to know that heaven is at our disposal, watch this, man, it is to walk uprightly before the Lord. That's not hard. Though we live in a world that is corrupt, though we live in a world that is upside down, yet it is not hard for us to walk uprightly, because God will give us the grace and the favor and the power to walk before him if we surrender our lives to him. That is to be dedicated soul and body and spirit to the Lord. In the words of Jesus, we must seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. And the Bible says, and all these things will be added unto you. That is not hard for us to understand. If we are walking uprightly, to walk uprightly means that we have to be dedicated body, soul, and spirit to the Lord. So if we are dedicated body, soul, and spirit to the Lord, and we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, the Bible makes it plain that all these things will be added unto you. John the Beloved, under inspiration, gives us the promise. He says, if you abide in me, watch, man, that's good, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's the word of the Lord to the people of God, and that the word of God is true. If you abide in God and his words abide in you, you take that word and you read it, you meditate upon it, you ponder on it, you hide it in your heart, and you let that word become part of your life, and that word is working in you. And the Bible says, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you believe the word and you practice the word, you take God at his words, then all these things shall come to pass in your life. 2 Corinthians 8:9, our text says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." And that text, man, is powerful. That text is real, and that text is true. That text is great. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet because of you and me, because for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich." Believers are rich because he who was rich became poor, that through his poverty we who believe might inherit the riches of heaven. If you are a believer, you will inherit the riches of heaven. Ah, what a joy to know that we can inherit the riches of heaven. What a delight, and how refreshing this is to the spirit for us to read in God's word how we inherit all riches in Christ Jesus. Glory be to our God, man. That's wonderful to know. That's refreshing. That's a joy. That's a delight, just to know that we will inherit all riches in Christ Jesus. We must remember that we are made rich in him, and only in him. The Bible says that all good gifts and all perfect gifts come from above. All good gifts, all perfect gifts comes from above. That is from God himself. As believers, we share spiritual blessings. According to Ephesians 1 and verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Amen. That is great. That is powerful. That in itself is refreshing. It says that, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us." That means we are blessed. And it's with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's wonderful to know that we are blessed in Christ Jesus. Jesus had no place to lay his head. And you know that. He had no boat, so he borrowed Peter's boat so he could preach the gospel. He had no lunch. He borrowed a little boy's lunch so he could feed others. He had no tomb, so he was placed in a borrowed tomb. The poverty that Jesus experienced while here upon earth was our poverty. Let me say that one more time. I say that the poverty that Jesus experienced while he was here upon this earth was our poverty. And through that poverty he took upon himself, he has made believers rich. Glory to God. We have somebody who cares for us, who took our poverty, our pains, and our sorrows. And in fact, he took our sins to Calvary's cross. And there he was nailed and suffered and bled and died for you and for me. The riches we now enjoy day by day, the riches we will enjoy throughout the countless ages, are his. And through his grace, it becomes ours. He was willing to become our poverty and bear our sins on the cross. Believers are rich in temporal blessings. We read in 1 Corinthians 3:21-23. He says, "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's." Man, I love that, because it says that all things, let no man glory, of course, first of all, in men. You cannot glory in men. But it says, because For all things are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God. Really, in these verses, Paul is there saying what the psalmist said before. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. At God's right hand, guess what, man? The Bible tells us that there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory be to our God. The word of God means what it says. All things are yours. Whatever the need of the believer is, be it physical, be it spiritual, be it mental, financial, whatever it is, my friends, whether now or later, whether small or great, God wants us to ask Him to meet those needs, and He will abundantly supply, because my Father is rich in houses and lands, and He holds the wealth of the world in His hands, my friends. I know the God that I am serving. Whatever your needs are, God wants us to come to Him and to ask Him. And the Bible tells us that God will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So as believers, we already have the earnest of our inheritance. We shall possess our inheritance in the ages to come. Believers share in the riches of His glory. In John 17:22, we read, "And the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." Such declaration from God's word should overwhelm all of us. That is blessed truth. The Lord Jesus shares His glory with us. Not only will we behold Him, not only will we look into His face and kiss the scars on His feet, but we will inherit His glory and be one with Him throughout eternity. The believer have riches in heaven. For Matthew 6:19 and verse 30 says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves can break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Because you know, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It is said that the tighter we grip this world, the lighter grows our grip on things eternal. Ah, that is very important, that we must keep that in mind. The tighter we grip the things of this world, is the lighter grows our grip on things eternal. In the scripture we just read, Jesus is teaching the much needed truth that this world is only a place in which to prepare to live. That's great truth. This world is only a place for us to prepare to live. Life is as a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. The truth is, when one's eyes are focused on the riches of earth, he will be spiritually poor. So we set our affection on things above and not on things of this earth. Jesus admonishes us not to fret and worry over planning for things of the body. We are to seek first the kingdom of God, and God will supply our earthly need. When we seek first God's kingdom and God's grace and God's favor, God will supply our earthly needs. Paul said in Philippians that my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All we have to do is believe. Take God at His word. Never think of yourself as a poor believer. The poor me mentality must be done away with. Think of yourself as somebody who is loved by God and somebody who is rich in mercy, rich in favor. You're sharing the inheritance of Christ together with Him because we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. We are rich in God, and that's all that really matters. Glory be to our God. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Praise God. Praise God. I trust you were blessed and inspired by today's word. And you know, we never close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Today can be a great day if you'll only trust Him as Savior and Lord. Because the Bible says, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Father God, we just want to pray right now for that person who has never trusted you as Savior of their life, that they will come to a saving knowledge and that they will recognize that they are a sinner and that they need you in these last and closing days. God, you say that they must acknowledge their sinner and then they believe in their heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and they must confess with their mouth. And Lord, you said that they will be saved. So I thank you for saving them right now. And those who have trusted you, you will continue to strengthen them in the faith. Build them up, O God, where they might be weak. We praise you and we give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And as we close today, we just want to thank you for listening to New Day of Hope podcast with Galenis and Helena Langley. We hope it has been a blessing to you. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please subscribe and share it with others. You can also email us at newdayofhopepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdayofhopepodcast@gmail.com. And remember that God loves you.